Good morning. Coming up on 9:10 here on the Mighty 690, it is time for our weekly chat with Chamber of Commerce Director here in Coffeyville, Candy Westbrook. How are you doing, Candy?
Hi. Good morning. Doing great.
Hey, nice to have a little bit cooler weather.
It's been good this week.
Yeah.
I like it.
Great.
And then I just saw the story. Well, I've been posting it too about the blue moon. I'm excited about that.
This morning it was very, very orange, and I said, "Come on now."
Really?
But it's more of the fact that it's just here, not the color, but still,
yeah.
It's kind of fun. But yeah, it was because of all the, I guess, some of that haze from the Canadian wildfires. I haven't been out there for a while. Is it any hazy at all, or does it look normal?
It wasn't too bad, okay. But yesterday there was something in the air sprinkling.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's, like, yeah.
Could have been some of that haze smoke sort of thing.
Yeah,
so.
Could have been. So.
Anyway.
All right. Well, not too much heavy today. I have a few things to share, but it's about that time of year. Spooktacular, holiday open house, Christmas parade, all the events that we do this fall. So it's that time for everybody to send in their registrations. So if you are going to hand out candy downtown at Spooktacular, you're going to have a float in the parade, all those good things, call the chamber, and we'll give you details and get you signed up. But course, we always want it to be a big event every year for all of our stuff, so definitely want all groups involved. So start thinking about your fall events now. If you missed our retail meeting yesterday, don't worry, we can still catch up on all the great things that we are looking to do, hopefully to help our retailers this year. So call me at the chamber and I can give you some detail. One of those is something that I wanted to remind the community about as well. We have a Shop Coffeyville card. It's a gift card. It's a digital credit card. It's a MasterCard, and it works at multiple places in the Ville. Great gift idea. You can send it directly to someone's phone or email, or you can just print it out, and it'll show you a list of all the participating retailers. And basically, you just walk into that retailer, and you show them that, and they'll key it in, and there you go. So it's just nice. You can go out to our website in the About section. That'll tell you who all participates, what all retailers were on there, how to purchase, and all the details on it. But it's just a great way to, especially somebody that's kind of picky that you don't know what to get a gift for.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
It's like, there you go. You can pick what you want now. So
yeah,
Shop
Coffeyville. I've used one of those before, so they're neat.
You have?
Yeah.
I like it. So, well, as you know, the outdoor movie night was postponed last week due to the heat. So they will be rescheduling that. And the Chamber Ambassador Scavenger Hunt will be rescheduled as well. And I was so excited for that, too, because I saw the clues, and it was just going to be a fun way for the kiddos to get out around the downtown area and get some good prizes. So that will be rescheduled. We'll have that soon, hopefully on a nice cool night, and have some fun downtown. Dalton Days, which is October 6th and 7th, announced that they're going to be doing a car show this year on the 7th. They also have, I've been in talk with them, they have way more food vendors this year, a lot of regular vendors, and more activities. So I think it's going to be a really good year for Dalton Defender Days. They've been working really hard, and I'm just super impressed with that group. The Lost Loot buttons will go on sale next week, starting next week. And so for those that are maybe new, you buy the button, and then you go out and find all the clues for the Lost Loot. And if you find the loot and you bought a button, you get double the money of prizes. So I think they're supposed to bring some by the chamber, so you can purchase them at the chamber and a few other locations. So clues will be coming out soon. It's just going to be a great weekend, so looking forward to that. Just in time for Labor Day, because I forgot that's this weekend. Do you got any plans?
Isn't that wild? I'm going on vacation.
Oh, so good.
I will not be here next week.
Oh, good. Well, yeah, it did sneak up.
It did. I still can't believe that we have September starting in 2 days.
I
still can't get my head wrapped around that little factoid.
I know. Well, if you are sticking around for Labor Day and going to have a grill out, which is what a lot of people do, make sure you stop by Maple Street Meat Market or J&D Meat Market. Both of them have really good steaks. I know, for example, Maple, they get theirs from local sources and some good, really yummy meat to put on the grill. So ribeyes and... Well, usually they have a good variety. I know I always tend to get ribeyes, but they have Casey strips and fillets and everything. So stop in there, support our small businesses. You don't need to go to a big store, help our locals. So Shout out to the Boys and Girls Club of Southeast Kansas. So they were just at a national conference and received national recognition for their commitment to the Improvement Safety Award. So I thought that was really neat that little Coffeeville, Kansas is on the map at the National Boys and Girls Club. So that was kind of neat. The job highlight of the week is the Coffeeville Fire Department is hiring. And there's several other job postings on our website. So if you're looking for a job, jump on our website. I know there was like three that we just posted recently, and I'm getting ready to post a few more, hopefully if I can get to it today or soon. So if you're looking for a job, lots of great opportunities out there. Okay, we have so many events in September. I'm not going to go through all of them. But
it's always a big month.
Yeah, September and October are the biggest months of the year. So the first thing, though, is next week is our Business Over Breakfast. And we have really great speakers coming. Mike Avey's coming to give some updates on the wonderful housing projects. I've been watching because my son plays football, so we're always in those practice fields. But I love seeing all those new homes being built in Coffeeville. So we're going to learn a little bit more about that. Robbie Collins from CVR is going to come give an update from CVR. And then Billy Kolb from Dalton Days is going to talk about all the different things happening. So if you haven't ever come to one of our breakfasts, definitely invite you. Come join us. It will be Wednesday, 7:30 at the Best Western. And then, of course, that weekend will be the 100-mile sale. Registrations for the map are due on Friday. So this Friday, make sure you come into the chamber. And it's just $5. You just fill out a quick form, and then we get you listed on the Coffeeville map. I did have questions about another map being out there, the whole giant 100-mile sale. I think that one's going to be a Google map because obviously there's 100 miles. You can't
be
on the map. But I think if you send in your address to the Facebook event page, they'll also put you on a digital one that's Google map for the whole area and region. But for the Coffeeville map, stop by. We'll get you on ours. And then we will have that created and ready to go next week to print. And people can come pick up at the chamber if you'd like several copies. That weekend is also the Tyro Car Show. So they are smart about capturing all those people driving up and down the highway. Let's stop into the car show as well. And it's usually a pretty big one. It's a nice one. So if you want to come check out all the cool cars, stop by Tyro on September 9th. The following week is another car show. So this is just the season of car shows. A lot of fun. But this one's the Carter Automotive. And it's not just cars, but bikes. So I have never got to go to an actual bike show. I'm excited about that. They moved it to Walter Johnson this year under the shade tree, so nice and cool. Food, there's other vendors, there's music, a poker run, and even giveaways. So should be a really good day, again, out at the Walter Johnson Park on September 16th. That night is the Ducks Unlimited Banquet. If you go out to Facebook, there's an event page for Ducks Unlimited Banquet, and they have contact information and ticket information on there for that. So that'll be a good weekend. And then last thing I'll just highlight, like I said, there's a lot more coming up in September. Go out to our community calendar, and lots of details on all the events are out there. But on the 19th, we will have the City Commission Legislative Forum. That will be at the Windsor Event Center and, of course, KGGF and the Chamber Partners. The lovely thing about this is you don't have to be in person because it will be broadcast live on the radio and on Facebook Live. So you can watch it, you can listen in, or you can come in person. I will tell everybody in advance, we do not have questions from the audience. So those questions have to be submitted in advance. So if you can get them submitted to me in the next week or two, I am taking all those questions, and then we will sit down as a group and narrow them down. So that way we've got a diversity of questions. We don't want six of the same type of question. We want to have a good variety. And so we'll take those questions and then get that going. On the 21st will be USD 445. It'll only be USD 445. We do not have enough candidates coming for CCC Board of Trustees. So that one will probably just put out some information about each of the candidates. But so 19th and 21st is our local legislative forums. And again, that's 6 p.m. at the Windsor Event Center. And like I said, lots more after that. A whole bunch of events coming up at the end of September as well. But just go out to our website and check it all out, and you'll see all those details. So.
Okay. Well, lots coming up in September, of course, getting all geared up for everything. But if people do have questions for you, I know they can stop by the chamber, but you want to give us the number, all that good stuff?
Yeah. So our website's easy to remember, CaulfieldChamber.com. So that's where you can get the most detail, but you can also call 251-2550. And you can also get us on Facebook and just send us a quick message. So whatever works for you, but we'd be happy to help out with any of these details today or any events. We'll get you connected to the right people. So,
excellent. Well, going to be a good time. And thank you so much for stopping by, Candy. I won't see you next week because I won't be here, but Shay will be here.
Who's
going
to be here?
Shay will take care of you here next week. So he'll be doing your interview, and then I'll see you after that.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. Well, we've got lots to come here on the Mighty 690, including our Erie Coach's Corner. That's up next on the Mighty 690 KGGF.